Adam Gilchrist on the line from London. And Adam, everyone's talking about this 83-year-old woman who's gone viral for her comments about lockdown.
Yeah, she has a bit gone viral, yeah. A pensioner called Maureen Eames, everyone has got something to say about the pandemic. Have you met anyone who hasn't had an opinion about what's going on? Maureen Eames certainly has an opinion or two, and she did it all, this splendid rant in front of the cameras because of the new tighter restrictions in her native Barnsley in South Yorkshire. She says, some of the things she said anyway, she hasn't got many years left in her, so she won't be fastened in a house, as she put it. I don't give a sod, she said. Restrictions are ridiculous. And who's going to pay for it all? Young people, she answered her own question. Not me, said Maureen. I'll be dead. It's disarmingly frank, and it goes absolutely to the heart of this, which is everyone has a different take on what makes sense. And a lot of people have identified with Maureen Eames and her version of common sense.
Let's have a listen to Maureen.
I'm 83. I don't give a sod. I've not got all that many years left of me. And I'm not going to be fastened in a house when the government have got it all wrong. By the end of this year, there's going to be millions of people unemployed. And you know who's going to pay for it? All the young ones.
There you go. She doesn't give a sod. Good stuff, the 83-year-old. Now,
she goes for it.
I love some of your pub names. Whenever you talk to us about pub names, what's happening at the Ships and Giggles?
Yeah, I should have looked up why it's called the Ships and Giggles. I have no idea. It's a fantastic name, isn't it? Nowhere near the coast. So why the ships? I mean, it's in Preston, which is about as far from the sea as you can get in England. But anyway, at the Ships and Giggles pub in Preston, this is a part of the world in Lancashire where, again, they've got some tighter restrictions. And the pub landlord, who owns and runs the Ships and Giggles, has basically worked out that the Tier 3 restrictions mean that to stay open, he has to sell, quote, substantial meals. We had that chat, didn't we, about what is a substantial meal. So alongside the beer and wine and gin, he has to therefore give food. He was giving away food, but was told by the local council, well, that doesn't count, you're not selling it. So now he is peddling fish and chips for a penny, 1p for a portion of fish nuggets and chips, which counts as a substantial meal. Do you know what I wonder? You know, fabulous, he's got round the rules a little bit, or he's absolutely towing the line with the rules, I suppose you could say. But how much of the markup on booze is there if he can give away fish and chips for a penny?
Well, I can't wait to go on a pub crawl with you one day, and let's make sure we make it to the Ships and Giggles. Adam, have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks, Ben.
Adam Gilchrist from the UK. Now, I told you about this baby formula racket that's been busted in Sydney. After the break, we'll hear from New South Wales Police.